Thank you for calling customer service. What can I assist you with today?
Hello, can you hear me?
Thank you for calling customer service. What can I assist you with today?
Oh, I had two charges made to you on my card, and I didn't make those charges.
Okay, I'll be happy to assist you with that. Can I start off by getting your zip code?
92154.
Okay, who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Michael Palomo.
Okay, give me one second.
Okay.
Okay, and is it Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L?
Yes.
Okay, and then the last name?
It's Palomo, P as in Paul, A-L-O-M-O.
Okay, I'm not seeing an account under that name. How much was the charge for, sir?
There were $59.89 for May 3rd and May 25th. Yeah, there is no account because I didn't make the charges.
Right, but if you're saying the charges, an account would have had to have been made. So do you know the email that would have been attached to the account?
No.
Do you know is it the email attached to your card?
No.
You don't have an email for the card? Okay. Give me one second.
Thank you.
Do you know a Kim or a Veronica that the account could have been under?
Say again.
Do you know another name the account could have been under, possibly a Kim or a Veronica?
No.
Do you know any other name that the account could be under?
No.
Okay. Give me one second, sir.
Okay. What were those two names you gave me?
Kim and Veronica, or Tina,
no.
Melissa?
No.
Okay, I'm not finding it under the first name, last name, the zip code, or the phone number. And you said you don't have an email, right?
I have an email.
Yeah, that's what I was asking, if it could be under. I can try the email.
Okay. It's a tugboat 2049.
I'm sorry, sir. The phone is going out. Can you repeat that?
Tugboat.
You spell it?
Tugboat 2049 at gmail.com.
Tugboat, T-U-G-B-O-L-T?
Yes, tugboat.
Okay, that's not under that either.
Okay.
You said it's no under account that it can be under?
No, not at all. No, just me, just my name.
Okay, the last thing that I can try is the first six and the last four of the card that was charged. Or if you have an order ID number.
Okay, the first what? Six numbers of what?
The first six and the last four of the card that was charged.
Okay. The first six is 5332 48, and the last four is 4594.
Okay, so with that card, I have the names Felissa Cruz, Melissa Gonzalez, and Doraleen Miller. Are any of those names familiar to you?
What was that first name?
Felissa Cruz.
Felissa, was it F, Felissa?
Yeah, F is in Frank.
Yes, that's my wife.
Okay, it's under her name. Okay.
What's under her?
The account What's under her name, so it was her account. Can you verify your shipping address, please?
3988 Coleman Avenue. Coleman is in Charlie, O-L-E-M-A-N.
Yes, sir, I have it. Okay. Okay, so the account got started. It looks like your wife signed up for a contest entry April 2nd to win a mixer.
She signed up for a what?
A contest entry to win a mixer, and she would have paid $1 to $5 for shipping. And so in the terms and conditions, it'll tell you that once you enroll in the sweepstakes for the mixer, you will then be enrolled in the Bytes Hub app on a monthly subscription.
And what was the prescription? How much was it?
The subscription is $59.89. That's the charge you're seeing.
How much?
The charge you're seeing, the $59.89?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the charge.
And what was that for, please?
It's called Bytes Hub.
I didn't understand. You say again?
Bytes Hub, B-I-T-E-S-H-U-B.
Hold on. Bite Club.
Hub, H-U-B. After signing up to win a mixer.
Or a what?
A mixer. M-I-X-E-R.
What is that, the mixer?
Like a kitchen mixer, like a blender.
So she signed up for that?
She signed up to win a mixer, yes, sir.
And how much was that?
She probably paid like $2 for the shipping for the mixer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what got it started.
But why did she get charged twice? Oh, it was a double payment?
Because after enrolling in the mixer, it'll tell you in the terms and conditions, you'll then be enrolled in the Bytes Hub app on a monthly subscription.
And the subscription is $59.89?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so could you tell me what day she got charged? Was that on the 3rd and the 25th?
Okay, so it started April 2nd, but those two charges declined. She used two different cards. But those charges was April 2nd, May 2nd, and May 25th.
Say that again, April what?
April 2nd.
Uh-huh.
May 2nd and May 25th.
Okay, now is she going to be charged again?
No, sir. I can go ahead and get the account canceled. Did you want to use the app? I can get that rate down $20 for you.
What's that?
Did you want to use the app? I can get that monthly rate down $20 for you.
No, I want to cancel that app. I want to cancel, or she don't get charged no more.
Okay, I'm getting it canceled now, so give me 1 second, and then I'll get you the cancellation number.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so the account is canceled. There will be no further charges. Are you ready for the cancellation number? Hello?
Yes.
You are ready for the cancellation number?
Yes, I am.
Okay, that number is C as in Charlie.
Okay.
920.
920.
770.
770.
505.
505.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, let me get you straight. She called up to buy a mixer.
She did it online.
Okay. And so the shipping charges was $2 about, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And so she got charged on the 2nd and the 25th for $59.89?
Yes, sir.
And that was for the mixer, the price of the mixer?
That was for the Bite Club app.
For the Bite Club app?
The Bite Club HUB.
Right. And well, how much was the mixer?
That was a contest entry to win the mixer, so she didn't necessarily win the mixer.
She didn't what?
She didn't win the mixer. She entered the contest to win the mixer.
Oh, and so by that, she got in the Bite Club Hub.
The Bite Club app.
Oh, Bite Club app. And they charged her $59.89?
Yes, sir.
On the 2nd and the 25th?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's all I need to know. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.